Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We would not allow New Yorkers to be terrorized, even by a single individual.
At least 16 people were injured in a mass shooting in a Brooklyn subway Tuesday. Witnesses say a man entered a train during the Tuesday morning rush, deployed a smoke canister, and began firing. In a video posted to Twitter, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, in quarantine after contracting COVID-19, thanked first responders who were on the scene after the attack.
You are what make New York the greatest city in the world, and I thank you for supporting your fellow New Yorkers.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul told reporters Tuesday she'd commit the full resources of the state to stopping future mass shootings.
And we say no more. No more mass shootings. No more disrupting lives. No more creating heartbreak for people just trying to live their lives as normal New Yorkers. It has to end, and it ends now.
Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says U.S. military officials can't confirm reports that the Russian military used chemical weapons in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. The Guardian reports the claim was first made by Ukrainian forces holding the port city, and an unverified report was later posted to social media claiming city residents were suffering from respiratory failure.
Although I would add that the Russians have certainly proven more than willing to use chemical weapons when it suited them in the past.
As the U.S. embargo of Russian oil continues, President Joe Biden is lifting a summertime ban on higher ethanol gasoline blends. The White House says the move is a bid to keep prices at the pump under control heading into the summer travel season, but the New York Times reports its impact will likely be minimal. At a stop in Iowa to tout the plan Tuesday, Biden said the move would spur crop production across the Midwest. Corn is a primary ingredient in ethanol.
Knowing you have a buyer gives farmers something they don't often have: peace of mind, certitude about where their product can be sold and to get a fair price for it.
As of Tuesday, AAA said the average cost of a gallon of gas was $4.10. The State Department has released its 2021 Human Rights Report, which tracks human rights abuses across the globe. It comes as Russian troops face mounting allegations of war crimes in Ukraine. The report contains chapters on nearly 200 countries and territories, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it found human rights and democratic values have backslid in recent years.
Civil society, governments, and people around the world are rightly pointing out that Ukraine is, tragically, far from the only place where gross abuses are being perpetrated.
And inflation jumped by 8.5% over the past year, according to the latest numbers from the Department of Labor. That's the highest single-year spike since the early 1980s. According to Politico, the surge is being caused by, among other things, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, supply chain issues, and strong consumer demand. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.